Visit the saints, he's a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines, the blessed shines. China or Bangladesh, even if it's Hindustan, my life can be sacrificed for my Murshid's sake.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Please recite after me, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. My dear viewers, inshallah, this is our second episode, Blessed Shrines, within the beautiful country of Pakistan. Alhamdulillahi azzajal, we are meeting the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shrines, the mausoleums of the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are currently in the famous city of Mirpur. Everybody knows the city. Now, alhamdulillahi azzajal, last night after from Narayan Sharif, we traveled for about 5 or 6 hours, difficult travel, a long journey, again a very very long journey. Finally we have arrived. We are in a medical institute, medical university known as Muhyiddin, after that great saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who we went and visited, Hazrat Ghulam Muhyiddin Ghaznavi rahimahullah ta'ala. And from there we have arrived in Mirpur, and in Mirpur there is a blessed shrine famous for his Punjabi couplet, beautiful couplet, and he is known as Mia Muhammad Bakhsh. And inshallah azzajal, we shall be hearing a little about their life and also visiting them and seeing their blessed shrine, their blessed museum. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, to visit the sense.
Alhamdulillah, after spending a beautiful night in Mashallah Muhyiddin Islamic College, we are going now to what's known as Qadi Sharif. Many individuals would be aware, let's say Muhammad Mia Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala. We're going to the mausoleum. Let's go and meet this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the sense is a sign of loving those.
MashaAllah, we were on the way to the blessed shrine of Hazrat Mia Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala, and we came across this beautiful scene. Honestly, mashallah, it's phenomenal. There is so much beauty within Pakistan altogether. Many times we're so busy in our own lives that we don't even realize. Mashallah, we saw this. This is in Mirpur. This is a river flowing by, and mashallah, this view is just absolutely phenomenal. Subhanallah, it's on the way to the blessed shrine of Mia Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala. I was sitting here for a while and just watching it, mashallah. By the way, looking at water is good for your memory, so we should do things such as look at water, look at greenery. We're always on our phones and we don't realize the beauty around us. Let's continue our way en route
تو حضرت امیہ محمد بخش رحم اللہ تعالی، صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. الحمد لله عز وجل. ميا محمد بخش رحم الله تعالى born in the year 1830 and passed away, left this world for the eternal abode in the year 1904. Subhanallah. Which means they were about 74 years of age. Now, Hazrat Mia Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala, they spent their entire life in, you could say, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in servitude to the religion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the deen of Islam. He said, when they were very, very young, they sought their education. And in fact, one of the most beautiful lessons we can learn from their life is that they sought much of their education, they sought from their very own father. Now, my dear viewers, subhanAllah, it shows the importance of the parents. Egyptian poet states that a mother is like an institution. And when a young girl is given a good education, a good upbringing, when you give your children a good upbringing, then it's as if you have raised an entire nation. And subhanAllah, his parents played a huge role in his education. His father, by the name of Shamsuddin rahimahullah ta'ala, he was his first teacher, and amongst his most important teachers, much of the education that he had attained was by means of his own, of his very own father. Allahu Akbar. This is Shamsuddin rahimahullah ta'ala. And how beautiful is this? Firstly, you're being able to have that time with the father, and then this being an Islamic one. Now, Hazrat Mia Muhammad Bakhsh, rahimahullah ta'ala, they had sought Islamic knowledge of Islamic jurisprudence, of fiqh, and this is amongst the first and the most important things. Aqeedah, things like this, alhamdulillah. Aqeedah, my dear viewers, is creed, belief. We believe in the one and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe that Rasulullah Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam is the last and final prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's completely impossible for there to be after them another prophet or messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Belief in the first khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Belief and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for every single companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. That no matter what rank we may ever reach, we can never attain the greatness, the rank of that of a prophet of Allah, that of a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Teach them about, you know, the creed, the beliefs about Hazrat Isa alayhi sallam. So many corrupt beliefs are being spread about Hazrat Isa alayhi sallam. Tell them, tell our children, teach our children that Hazrat Isa alayhi sallam is nothing but a slave, a servant, a prophet and messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mia Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala, a great personality, a phenomenal individual, no doubt about it, a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's said about them that their parents were actually from Gujarat. They themselves were born here. in Mirpad, and Hazrat Amir Muhammad Bash rahimahullah ta'ala, he was living at a time when the Muslims of this area, remember again this is before the independence of Pakistan, and Muslims here were being oppressed, they were being tormented, and during this time Hazrat Amir Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala, he would just go in jungles and he would spend his entire time worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's continue inshallah azzajal, and we shall be hearing much more. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. حضرت أمية محمد بخش رحمه الله تعالى was a very very simple, a person who loved simplicity. حضرت أمية محمد بخش رحمه الله تعالى he said from what they possessed there were only two things. The entire possessions were only two things. One was a blanket and the second his shawl, that shawl with which a person wraps around the body to cover their private parts. This was Hazrat Amir Muhammad Bashir rahimahullah ta'ala. This is all he possessed. Now my dear viewers, the two things. One is when a person has nothing, he's very very poor, he owns nothing. Another is when a person has the opportunity but they choose poverty. And beautiful example is that of none other than the greatest of all mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the king of the world. He had everything at his disposal, but yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he chose poverty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not wish to live as a king, but rather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it said so many a time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be hungry, and he would be so hungry he would have to tie stones to his stomach. About Hazrat Amir Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala, this was another person. He chose, yes, he chose this, he chose simplicity. It's mentioned on one particular occasion that he was at a place where he would stay. He made, you could say, a temporary, some sort of temporary accommodation, we can say. And he was at this place, he was staying here. And the time for prayer came, he performed his ablution. His very own brother, who was quite a wealthy person, his very own brother, he saw him in the state and he says to him, why is it you're performing ablution with cold water? This is all he has. So what his brother does, without asking him, his brother from another place, quite far away, he orders a special bath to be prepared, and there he would also be able to find warm water in order for him to be able to bathe, to perform ghusl, etc. Now, this was all prepared for him. And Hazrat Amir Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala, he says to him, what is it you are doing? What is it you are doing? Why is it you have brought this? Did I ask for this? I have not asked for this. This life is temporary. This life is temporary. If you think this is luxury, no, this is not luxury. The true luxury is the luxury of the Akhirah. The true luxury is the luxury of the hereafter. He did not wish and desire for any worldly ease and luxury, no. These are those individuals who they have complete tawakkul, complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their faith is truly on another level. They have no desire, no wish for the world, no wish for worldly things. In fact, subhanAllah, a beautiful lesson to take from this. The hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who states that a time shall come for the ummah when the population of the Muslims shall be huge. There shall be so many Muslims around the world, but they shall be weak. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states they shall be like that of the froth on water, or some, it could be translated like straws above water, where in whichever direction the water flows, the straws go along with them. They carry nothing of their own. There is no weight to them. There is no strength to them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that a time shall come upon the ummah when the Muslims, they themselves are numerous. There are many Muslims, but they shall be weak. So much so that others would call up each other and they'll say, come, let's attack them, let's do this, let's do that. And the Muslims won't be able to do nothing. And upon being asked why, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that the reason for this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall place the wahan in their heart. The companions, they say that, Ya Rasulullah, what is wahan? What is the reason that the Muslims shall find themselves in such a situation? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that wahan is hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. That wahan is love for the world and dislike and fear of death. And subhanAllah, I was thinking, this is a huge problem. That we have, yes, no harm in possessing worldly luxury, but it should not be that we give preference to the world of the Akhirah, that we compromise our deen and our religion just for the sake of worldly gain. No, my dear viewers. It should be, subhanAllah, look at me and Muhammad Bashir rahimahullah ta'ala, where, okay, they would live a life of simplicity. We don't need to live in complete simplicity. No, we can have ease, we can have worldly things, we can have good houses, good cars, luxury, etc. But it should not be a reason for us to be committing sins. No, this is the reason for our weakness. Why Muslims, we always say, why are the Muslims are so weak? This is the reason. Because we love the world so much. And because of our love for the world, we are scared to die. Our faith is weak. May Allah Ta'ala grant us strength. May Allah Ta'ala grant us love for such shuyukh and grant us the ability to learn from such people like Hazrat Amir Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala.
To visit the sense, to visit the sense, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, the blessed shrine, to visit the sense.
It is a saying of Hazrat Amir Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can appear at any time and help a person. Subhanallah, my dear viewers, is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so this is a hadith Qudsi, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, but we do not find this within the Quran al-Kareem, فَمَنْ عَادَ وَلِيجٍ فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. That person who possesses any sort of enmity to a friend of mine, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I declare war upon that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us that a person cannot gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala much except by means of that. That the way to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is by what? Acting upon the fara'id. After doing this, then acting upon the nawafil, performing extra good actions. And the more good actions a person performs, the closer he gets to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It said about Hazrat Amir Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala that he would always be worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then every day after Salatul Fajr, he would give dars, he would teach others. And this is amongst the best of actions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Now the best of you is he who learns the Qur'an al-Kareem and then teaches it too. And it said about them that after Fajr Salah, they would teach the people. They would teach them the essentials of the deen. They would teach them love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith Qudsi Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says then that he continues, the servant of mine continues to perform good actions until I begin to love him. And when I love my servant, then I become the ears by which he hears, the eyes by which he sees, the hands by which he grasps, the feet, the legs by which he walks. Like Ghawsi Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, I'm able to see the entire world like that of a seed. Allahu Akbar. So they are given this vision. It was mentioned about Hazrat Mir Muhammad Bakhsh rahimahullah ta'ala that on one particular occasion, a disciple of his was traveling to the Haramain al-Sharifain. He goes towards Makkah al-Mukarramah, Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. On his travels, on the journey, he falls ill. He becomes ill. and the expenses, the money which he possessed, whatever little wealth he did have, he had to spend all of it. He had nothing left. He was feeling very, very ill. He was feeling sick. He had no money. He was in a very, very difficult situation. And then suddenly, subhanAllah, a person comes and gives him something. But this person, he wasn't able to see this person. He comes, he places it in his hand, and the person walks away. Naturally, what would any person do? A person would turn around. He turns around, subhanAllah, there's nobody there. Imagine somebody was to just come here to me, give me something, and walk off. I was to turn around and see there's nobody here. Allahu Akbar. He then discovers that this was none other than his own Shaykh, his own Peer, Mir Muhammad Baksh, rahimahullah ta'ala, who had given him these essentials. The awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those who strictly adhere to the Quran, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the true awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Mir Muhammad Baksh, rahimahullah ta'ala, he was famous for his poetry. Let's take a look, inshallah, at some of his poetry. Try to learn some lessons from this poetry. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He's a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints, he's a sign.
Amongst the renowned, the famous poetry of Mir Muhammad Baksh rahimahullah ta'ala, we can see one particular stanza, you can say couplet. They state, kon bande nu yaad kare si dunde kon qabr nu, that when a person passes away then they are dead. When a person is dead, who is going to remember them? Who is going to search for their qabr? Who is going to be searching for their grave? Who is going to be wondering or even thinking about a person after they're dead? Kisnu dar sada hosi rogna rande varnu, that who will feel this sadness for our loss after we are dead? Now we'll be like that person who is completely dependent, a person who has nothing, a person who is in need of others. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, when a person passes away, when a person leaves this world, إِذَا مَاتَ إِبْنُ عَادَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ, that when the child of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, when anybody passes away, then their actions cease, the actions are finished. After this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, except for three things. Amongst these three things, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, sadaqatin jariya, one is sadaqa jariya, another is aw ilmin yuntafa'u bihi, or knowledge by which others also learn from. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that somebody who leaves behind a child to pray for that person. If we do not have these things, then who will remember us after we pass away? Let's take a look at another one, inshallah azza wa jal.
Allah loves to visit the saints, he's a sign of loving those whom Allah loves.
Another beautiful shi'r states, Rooh durood ginan sab jasan apu apne ghar nu, tera rooh Muhammad baksha taksi kere dar nu. Allahu Akbar. He states that those souls which perform the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those souls which have performed the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those souls which have remembered and sent salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sab jasan apu apne garnu, all of them shall reach and attain their abode, which is the illiyin, the soul of the pious, those who perform the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they shall be rewarded in the akhirah. Tera ruh Muhammad baksha. But now this is his humility, this is his aadzi, his modesty. Mir Muhammad Baksh rahimahullah ta'ala, he is now addressing himself and he says, tera ruh Muhammad baksha. He says, you, meaning referring to himself, he says, as for your soul, taksi kiri darnu, what will be your abode? What abode shall you see? Allahu Akbar. This was his humility, his modesty, the modesty of Mir Muhammad Baksh rahimahullah ta'ala. Remember, those who perform the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, and it is because of their performing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keeping the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive, spreading the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even today, subhanallah, they are being remembered. Let's go inside, inshallah, azza wa jal, and do dua.
The blessed shrine. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrine. To visit the saints.
Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we have listened, heard about the life of Hazrat Amir Muhammad Bakhsh, Rahimallahu Ta'ala. We have heard a little about their life, but the objective is to learn what is the moral of the story, learn lessons from the life of them. And alhamdulillah, we shall be touring the entire Pakistan. We have begun with Kashmir. We shall be visiting more blessed shrines, the mausoleums of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stick with us, join us in our next episode. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The blessed shrine. To visit the saints. The blessed shrines.